Your favorite Lagos Talks podcasts are now available on all online podcast platforms. Simply search for Lagos Talks 913 on your preferred podcast platform. Lagos Talks 91.3.
Join the conversation.
You're listening to 91.3 Lagos Talks. This is now State of the Nation, a very important edition of State of the Nation. Very, very emotional episode as well. You must have seen the communication from the veteran himself, Emmanuel Odeyemi, on his personal X platform, and I believe on other platforms he administers regarding this program. It is the State of the Nation, the final dance from the main man himself. It's called the final show today, Tuesday, 7th of May, 2024. The Nigeria Project will be the final tune that Emmanuel and every one of us who listens, who's a big fan of this program, would dance to as we say farewell to a veteran as far as this show is concerned. This is State of the Nation with Emmanuel Odeyemi, and let me just welcome everyone who joins in from all around the world to the program. Thank you very much indeed for being a part of this for this length of time. Not just Emmanuel is going to be on the call today. We have other well wishers, and I have the man that you all like to mix me up with. He's also on the call this evening. You get to know. So today we'll settle that score, but I mean, Emmanuel, the big man for the occasion, welcome once again to the program. Welcome. It's good to have you join us again on State of the Nation. How are you doing today?
Very well, and happy to be here once again. Happy to be here for the last time. the words don't come easy. You are right to say it's going to be an emotional farewell. It's been a very, very fantastic and very, very there are no words to describe what we have been doing for so long. The State of the Nation has become another life for me personally. It's something that I hold dear. A few days ago, I had to say goodbye on the corridors. And, well, in the mix of everything, there are just a few things I'd like to just say. And principal among which is when it was time to take that decision, it was not an easy one. And for today, you would be wondering why the Nigerian Project. It took me a long time to decide what complexion the show would take today, and I just said, well, first and foremost, I think it's very, very important, and it's just the right thing to do to bring together some of the people who have made the show what it eventually became today. In no particular order, I will introduce these people very briefly, and the reason is that there's a proverb in Yoruba land that says it well, but I don't know exactly how it goes. But the intent behind what I'm trying to say is that there is nobody that is ever an island. That's in Yoruba language. And a number of people have played a very significant role, and I cannot say thank you enough to all those people. And I will start with you, Kolawole. It's been a jolly ride. Not a very long time, per se. But while it lasted, we've enjoyed that companionship, that collaboration. Very seamless, I must confess. From the very first day, when he rang me up to say, my name is Kolawole, I've been told that you are the host of State of the Nation. So how do you do your show? And it took all of less than 5 minutes, and he kept saying, okay. And the first flight was seamless. It was as if we'd been doing the show together for years and years. And since then, it's been my very solid backup. I'm very grateful to you, Kolawole. And I pray that everything falls in line as you plan by the grace of the Almighty God. I won't forget my dear brother, Olua Kayode. He was on the show with me on the corridors on Saturday. Your contributions are never, never understated. Also, I don't know if he's on the show yet. Ayo Adio. Okay, Ayo is on the show too. Ayo has joined us virtually. I also want to say very, very big thank you. Ayo has been the trouble causer on the show. When he finishes the show, people now come to my space to be asking me, where is your brother? We're trying to find him on the platform X. We can't find him. And I always tell them, okay, I'll link you up with him. And he's very, very hands-on with everything that we've done together. Thank you very much, Ayo. Also today on the show, I've been able to bring back somebody who has absconded for a while. I don't think he's on the show yet. Bola Olojedi hopefully will join us in a few minutes. He has also pledged to be here just to join me in saying the goodbyes. And let's not forget a very special person. For those of us who know, and those of us who belong to a particular group, we call him the Don. Our Egbon, Mr. Akin Fatunke, you are very welcome, and thank you for finding time at such a very short notice. I only told him about 30 minutes ago, and he has said to me that, yes, I will join just to honor you. I'm sincerely very grateful, and that means a lot to me. Thank you very much for joining the show, too. And there's someone who is very, very important who I've brought on the show. People don't know. It will take somebody who has been with us from the very first edition to understand the significance of this introduction I'm about to make. This is somebody who has been my collaborator, who has been my partner in crime, and also a partner in progress, if you wish. And for State of the Nation, a very, very huge part of the contributions and the design that brought the show into being was of our own creation. And I've said that today would never be complete if she doesn't join us. Permit me to introduce to you Faith Joseph, the one we call Auntie Faith. And I've not spoken to her in a while because we have political differences, but she has put that behind her and she has agreed to join the show today. So I give all the credit and all the thanksgiving for all the meetings we had, bouncing ideas and back. And then I cast my mind back to all those Saturday mornings when I used to join her on her show, and then she would offer sometimes to help me out on mine. All these are memories that I would treasure. And I want to say thank you to everybody, all of you guys that have agreed to come on the show today. And to all of the listeners, you are the biggest and the realest MVPs on the show today. Because if there were no listeners on the show, what would be the point of us being in the studio or being online to say whatever it is we have to say? And there have been moments where we would not live up to your expectations, but you keep coming back every week, tuning in. Some people put it permanently in their diaries to make sure that they never miss an edition. And for people who continually try to catch up, even on our personal spaces, you guys are the real MVPs. And it's a curtain drawn, but I'm hoping and I believe that other curtains will open, other spaces will be open for future collaborations. And my final thanksgiving goes to the management of Megalectrics Limited, operators of Lagos Talks 91.3 FM. I'm deeply appreciative for the opportunities presented to showcase the little that we know, and then the opportunity to grow on the job. All of this has never been taken for granted. We are deeply appreciative. So, this is where we start the flight, the final one, on State of the Nation on Lagos Talks 91.3. And for the last time, let me introduce myself. In case you don't know, my name is Emmanuel Odeyemi. I am the host of State of the Nation. And this is where we'll talk about the Nigeria Project for the next few minutes before we yield the floor to all of the special guests who are on the show today to say a little bit, provide some insight as to what they believe about the Nigerian Project. And I thank all of you for permitting me to just decide to talk and consult Kolawole before I took that decision. Thank you for yielding the floor to me. So,
Okay, so
I will speak about this only for the next very few minutes.
Okay, John, can you hear us properly? The connection is seemingly a little bit. Let me try and fix that and see if we have alternatives. I think we have 2-3 other alternatives. Okay, give me a second to fix that. You're listening to 91.3. Emmanuel, can you hear us now?
I've been hearing you.
Okay, but yeah. We need to go on a break nonetheless. We need to go on a break now. So when we come back, the floor will be yours to begin with today's show. You're listening to 91.3. Quick break, and we shall be right back. Okay, welcome back. You're listening to State of the Nation with Emmanuel Odeyemi. It was the final show. You can go on our Twitter page, well, our X page, formerly Twitter. If you are keen on listening, you're moving away from Lagos, you're losing the signal a bit, you can stream live from anywhere you are. There's a link on our page that I posted to one of our friends who was trying to get that information. All right, so Emmanuel, the Nigeria Project, I'm curious to know where you'd be tackling this from. So the floor is yours, Emmanuel.
All right, very briefly, so we can allow everyone some time on this final edition of the show. I've been very, very positive, and this was the same message I put out on the corridors on Saturday. My positivity remains the same about the Nigerian Project. And I will just pinpoint one or two issues that I feel are the way forward. First and foremost, I am of the belief that a better Nigeria, which by any interpretation is meant to mean a country where things are done better, where people live a much better life than what we have now, can only be achieved by first and foremost an attitudinal change. My perspective has been very controversial because I simply refuse to believe that we have only a leadership problem in Nigeria. And I also am of the opinion that a leadership problem, while I agree 100% that it does exist, is only a part, a fraction of what constitutes the entire mix of the obstacles we face on the path to greatness. The reason why I say this is for every nation that appears to thrive, for every nation that appears successful, it is quite clear and is clear to the eyes to see that one thing that always is synonymous with those kind of nations is a specific kind of attitude or approach to doing things. And I think that, and I stand to be corrected, that this is something basic that we lack in the nation called Nigeria. In all of the so-called sane environments or sane communities or nations where people are quick to make reference to when we talk about the problems that we face or battle as a nation or as a people, What we fail to realize is that there are ways of doing things. And that is why I say, when you talk about leadership, do not forget that those leaders come from within and among us. Those leaders are our fathers. They are sometimes our mothers. They are our uncles. They are our relatives. They are even our classmates. And that is why, with every sense of responsibility, we find that in most cases, people are quick to make excuses for wrongdoing. Now, let me say something again. I took it upon myself about 5 years ago to start speaking with people, as many as I could, from different nations. Just engage them. Not particularly an academic research, but engaging people to understand what goes on in their nations, how they deal with the politics, and how they relate with the leadership, and why it often appears as if these nations are better off than we are. And one thing I've come to find out is that the difference for me, and based on my interactions, is that people adopt a particular way of thinking and a particular way of doing things. If you talk about crime and criminality, if you talk about moral perversion, if you talk about justice and equity, these nations face practically the same problems as we face. But how does it often look as if ours is totally different from theirs? Because right from the top to the bottom, on a level of 1 to 100, oftentimes you will find that 80% of the time, or even up to 90, everybody is in agreement about how to do certain things. And these are things as simple as sanitation. Things as simple as we on a certain day, we will not gather in spaces where we are not supposed to gather. Things like these are parking areas. Things like these are spaces meant for specific purposes, and we will not do other things in those areas. I will use this last time out on this platform to appeal and encourage Nigerians that a different mindset is possible to take us in leaps and bounds on the journey to recovery, on the road to the freedom that we so much desire. If all of us can only be in agreement as to why we are embarking on that journey, if truly everybody desires the same thing, I do not think it's such a hard task to all come into agreement and say, okay, we will start from here. Is what I've always said. In your own little spaces, in your communities, what are you doing as a person? Even in your compound, there are 4 flats in your compound. You live in one of those flats. How do you engage with people? You will be shocked the enormous impact of all of these engagements across the strata of the society. I told a story on the corridors on Saturday that happened to me. I met somebody, and for over an hour we argued about the Nigerian problem. This person had been living in the United Kingdom for over 20 years. And at a point, I got tired of arguing, because at every turn, just like many of my friends, if you argue on the other side, you are automatically a friend of government. You are automatically in line with the politicians. But I gave up on this case because I got tired. And then shortly after, we left that discussion. And this particular friend of mine started a discussion about how we grew up. And to my shock, he told the story of how he got his first job immediately after university, and how he and a couple of other people defrauded that company for years. How he made so much money that he actually forgot that he was earning a salary. And how the proceeds of those fraudulent activities funded his move out of Nigeria. And in utter shock and disbelief, I watched with my mouth open. as he narrated all of the events in very shocking and graphic detail. How a group of people fed fat on what should have been profits to the company. And this same person, a few minutes before then, had condemned anybody who had anything to do with any leadership position in Nigeria. So balance the two stories together and ask yourself, how is this person different from the same group of people he was condemning? And then ask the vital question, did he contribute to the problem? I will leave you with these words, because I will yield the floor to everybody to make their own contributions. The Nigeria Project is possible. And do you not think that as human beings, we are no different from every other group of people around the world? We can only do things in a different way. Do not look at Nigeria, your own country, as a failed country. Those kind of mindsets will only draw us back as a nation. And everybody will suffer the after effects or aftershocks of all these deliberate or indeliberate actions. Let us be positive minded and let us do everything we can as individuals to contribute to the growth and development of this great nation. I thank you all, and this is where I will first say the official goodbye. After the show is a wrap, I will make one or two comments to say the final goodbyes. I thank you very much for listening. Okay. Kolawe, can we have our guests one at a time in very short statements so that we can open the phone lines much earlier than usual?
Okay, so we have very limited time, less than 30 minutes from what I'm seeing in our studio, because we have to wrap it up before 5:55. You're listening to 91.3 Lagos Talks. Absolutely. Let's have the floor open. Bonao also joined along the line, and it's glad to have him for this last dance again. Bonao, how are you doing?
I'm pretty good. How are you too?
Very well, very well. Okay. So we just give say 5 minutes apiece. I hope that's okay, Emmanuel. 5 minutes apiece, so we can have our friends call in.
We're really, really going to stretch the time if we give everybody 5 minutes.
Well, that's true. If I look at the calculation now, it's would. Okay, so let's be as brief as possible, so we can give room for those trying to call in to join the conversation. I will start with Mr. Akin, who has been with us since the commencement of the program this afternoon or this evening. So he has the floor first, and then we'll move on to Ayo, and then Bolao takes the mic. So, Akin, you can go ahead.
Thank you very much, Kay, and thanks, Ima. Since we have limited time, I will start with a proverb of elders. They say an elder who is not fit and proper to be an elder will be one that will want to open his or her mouth, and because the dentition is no more there, I want to do a cover-up so that people will not know that it's not the dentition. Translation: face the facts. Facts right. Emmanuel, I share your relative optimism about Nigeria having the right attitude. Right from independence or before independence, we've had people who have always believed exactly what you have enunciated, but come out in the direct opposite. And so I will go along the line of the Sardauna of Sokoto, Ahmadu Bello University, who told Zeke and Nigeria, let's recognize the fact that we have differences. Let's understand those differences and we'll be able to move on. I am very pessimistic that if you want to continue to clobber this country together the way it is, we're not going to get anywhere. We must get back together around the table and take decisions as regards what the nationalities, our differences for religion and what have you, because I do not think we are capable of solving the leadership question in this country. One of my dates will be the off-cycle elections that are coming. Is it Edo? Is it Ondo? Blood will still flow. I pray I am wrong, like I will always say, but we must get together on a round table that this country, the way it is structured, cannot work, will not work, unfortunately. I say that with all sense of responsibility, unless we all come together and agree on how we should go a bit far apart and take a decision of what we need to put at the center. God bless you. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Let's quickly pass the mic over to Ayodele Adio.
Well, I'm not so sure that I have political words, especially because this is Emmanuel's last day on the show. So I'd just like to say a few words to Emmanuel as a person who has held down this show for a number of years. He's been a very decent and thorough journalist. Our debates on this program has been quite interesting. There hasn't been any stifling of thoughts. Expression has been allowed, you know, for different sides of the argument. And I must say that we've had a robust sense of debate over the years. We've engaged in several intellectual judos. And I'm glad that, you know, the audiences, you know, prove us right, you know, by constantly tuning in to listen to the state of the nation. So it's been one big ride, Emmanuel. You've left your foot in the sand of time, and I'm confident that your experience, your thoroughness, your dedication to journalism will obviously pave the way for you in the near future, in perhaps even a global stage. So it's been a privilege to have contributed to this program over the years, and you know, I'm glad to have been a part of this remarkable journey, you know. And to all the other panelists who have been on the show, the Don, Bolahan, I mean, we've enjoyed thorough debates over the years, and I'm truly honored, you know, to have shared this beautiful moment on the State of the Nation with every one of you. So well done, Emmanuel. This is partial goodbyes. I'm sure that your journey as a journalist continues. Thank you.
All right, Ayo, thank you very much indeed. Let's take it to another gentleman who has been on the ride with us for quite a while. For some reason, he wasn't available with us, but he had to make time. And that shows the importance that we all have and how high we hold Emmanuel in terms of respect.
Are you talking about the number one suspect?
The number one suspect. but he hasn't been on the list for the EFCC, so it's a suspect in another regard. And that is none other than Gbolahan Olojide. Good to have you join us, Gbolahan. You have the floor going forward.
Oh, thank you very much. It's a great pleasure to be on the program. Yes, my schedule has become very tight, and I've not been able to do this thing that I'm so passionate about. State of the Nation, for me, was one of those platforms that enables me as an individual now to be able to fulfill something that I believe is an obligation for many Nigerians. There are a lot of information out there that are half-baked, that are not, you know, particularly well thought through. So it provided a platform for us to discuss, you know, topical issues and give those topical issues shapes and forms with the intention of citizens' education. When the citizens are more enlightened about these topical issues, it influences how they take those information and what they do with it. We are not going to fix Nigeria by the expectation that it is somebody out there that is coming to do it. So it could be my friend. Oh, he's the local government chairman. Yes, they all have their own roles because those people are in positions of leadership. But Something that is even much more important is the fact that we all have influences in certain areas. And as individuals, we must begin to do the right thing and exercise those influences for the positive in the areas where we have the influence. Emmanuel, all through this program, I remember some of this, the addition.
Wow.
Okay. Top match. But it has a way of bringing everything back under control and ensuring that we can have a robust discussion devoid of rancor. That is professionalism as far as the journalism profession is concerned. So I give the kudos to you. I also want to believe that you're not walking away from platforms such as this, other platforms such as this. This one might be drawing the curtains today, but there must be other windows where you continue to create opportunities for us to discuss the Nigerian project, because we must not be tired of discussing the Nigerian project until we begin to see the changes that we all desire. Is it possible? It is possible. That is my belief. So thank you very much for the opportunity to have been part of this program for quite a long time. I don't take it for granted. And if the opportunity comes again, we will find a way to contribute to our own quota. Thank you very much, Emmanuel. Thank you, State of the Nation. And thank you to the Lagos Talk radio station.
All right. Thank you very much. In case you're just tuning in, this is Lagos Talks 91.3. And someone just bopped open his mic. Give me a thumbs up if you want me to expose who you are. And give it a mic. If not, you can remain mute. There's one man who you all know. Okay, thumbs down. Thumbs down. Okay, we have all our other well wishers on the call as well. We do thank you indeed for joining in doing the send-off to our friend and a very, very good mentor to a lot of people as far as journalism is concerned. I think right now we can open up the phone lines and also get messages through on WhatsApp. 0809-234-5913. 0809-234-5913. 0201-515-0913. Okay.
If I look for Kolawole, I may not call, but for my friend, for other mother, Emmanuel Demi, I must call. So, this is Ambassador Musa.
All right, welcome.
Customer Gadani, well, I like it. How are you?
Good to have you join us.
How are you?
I'm good.
Emmanuel, we did this on Saturday. Today is something that... Something like your button, one of your buttons of your beautiful shirt is removed. That's how it is. So I'm going to miss you on this program and call it on. Wow. No problem. Life goes on. Well, I wish you were wherever you are. May God be with you and us. And, well, we're going to miss you, but I believe we're not going to miss you like that. So...
It's still very much active, right, Emmanuel?
Even on this program, we go a long way. So I think for better Nigeria, we ought to have one or two things to contribute to make this country great.
All right.
We talk about government all times. You and I have a lot of, hold this country a lot of duty. Kolawole, don't mind, I don't greet you. Maybe tomorrow I call, I will greet you.
So, I know, you're part of us. And Emmanuel is very much active on social media, so... That's a viable platform going forward. 0809-234-5913. I don't know if others on the call here on Zoom would want a few words down from others. And I would do the needful. 91.3, hello. Hello.
Hi. Hello, how are you?
Very well. Good to have you join us.
Yeah, greetings to everyone.
All right.
Emmanuel, like this.
What's your name and where you're calling from?
This is Remy Samakoka.
All right. Remy, go ahead.
Yeah, greetings to you, Manuel, for the great job so far.
Thank you.
I've always been on the other side of the argument, if you can recall. Leadership comes first. Even in a home, the parent has to sit out first. It's not about whereby, it's not going to be a 50-50. The parent must be there first. They must sit tight first. They set the rules first before they can now expect the children to act in a certain way. There's no meeting point. Before they can be a meeting point, you get to a certain stage when the kids understand that, okay, we now understand our debt from right. The only thing you and I as a citizen hold all these countries to the law abiding. And the moment we fail at that, the law catch up with us. Once leaders fail to lead right, it's going to ruin the country. I think we shouldn't underplay the role of leadership. It comes first. The moment the leaders are not leading right, it's about chicken and the egg.
Mm.
One must always come first. Good evening.
All right, Remy, from Akoka, thank you very much indeed. Let's take this call quickly, and then I'll get through to the messages we have on WhatsApp. Okay, so let me just do just that. Mr. Kane in Ajao Estate sent in a message. Says, good evening, Sir K, Otumba Emmanuel, Okikiola Olujide, and Omoluabi Ayoadio. We all shall miss Emmanuel, but please, I hope the show continues. Ima, thanks for your views and all. God bless you. From Mr. Kane in Ajao Estate. Is solo. Okay. Lagos Talks, hello. Okay. Okay, so the numbers are open. If you're calling the landlines and it's not working for you, you can call the hotline. It is 0809-234-5913. 0809-234-5913. Let's take some messages. A lot of people are happy to hear from Bolan this evening. Someone says, I just had goosebumps hearing Mr. Olujide's voice again on radio. Wow, it's so nice. This is coming from Hamed. So Bolan, people are calling that you should come back. Let me hear from Owolabi from Aja. Says, Emmanuel, we will really miss you and wish you so much happiness wherever you will be going. The enormous lessons and information we've heard from you on the program has been really educative. Mr. Bolawan, kudos to you for the robust discussion. We will really miss you. Ayo Adio. Man, you are awesome. Every one of you guys are too much. Much love from you guys. Hope the show will continue, please. Okay. Faith, please stand by. I will hand you the mic very soon. Faith, one of our supporters of the show, and of course for Emmanuel, you would have the mic after the next call. So please stand by for your brief session. 91.3, hello. Okay, 0809-234-5913. This is State of the Nation. On Lagos Talks 91.3 is a final dance with the man himself, Emmanuel Odeyemi. I'm taking WhatsApp messages. This one says, okay, let me take the call first and then we'll take this message. Hello?
Good evening, Lagos Talks.
Good evening to you. Welcome, Lagos Talks. It is. Yeah. What's your name?
This is Malik speaking.
Malik.
Emmanuel. So you finally not giving part of the corridor's money and you're leaving.
Did Emmanuel collect any money that we're not aware of?
For you. Now, Interpol and Kato go and look for you. My Uncle CIA, thank God you are back a little bit only today. Of the government. But Emmanuel, you've said it all. I have said it before, that the politician teach the younger one how to steal. Have you heard what your friend told you? It's just the way we are designed, but not all of us. But Emmanuel, I will miss your unique voice, so I beg you don't jackpa. Everybody for Lagos Talk with jackpa.
Who told you that?
I need my papers along.
I don't understand what you're trying to say. Okay, Malik, thank you very much indeed. Let me see. Faith, are you good to go?
Yeah, hello.
All right, everybody. Faith, you have the floor. Do it in like 2 minutes so we can quickly pick a call again. So, Faith, you have the floor.
All right. First, State of the Nation definitely has come a long way from the last time I was on it. Emmanuel and I started this show back in, was it 2017?
Yeah, about that time.
Yeah. And I'm actually quite impressed. Like, you know, it continued and it just kept growing and kept growing and kept growing. So congratulations, Emmanuel. And on to bigger things, definitely. I'm pretty sure that a lot of people do not even know my voice on Lagos Talks again. I left 2018, yes, so it's been quite a minute. From Corridors to State of the Nation. And yes, our morning show together, you know.
Okay. So Faith is one of my ancestors as far as Saturday Breakfast Show is concerned. So Faith, pleased to meet your ancestor.
I'm not an ancestor, please.
Ancestral spirits.
Well, yes, Emmanuel, I mean, starting with Lagos Talks, Emmanuel and I have, we worked together for quite a bit, you know, we did a lot of things together. So when he told me it was the last show, I was surprised because, I mean, what does it mean, last show? Well, congratulations, Emmanuel, and well done on a good job. At least everybody's talking about how awesome you have been. So, and I know that we're fine journalists, even though we have our differences, you know. But yeah, congrats to you.
Our differences started from when you started denying that we had something going on now.
I don't think.
Are you sure this is the right platform to discuss all of that?
Exactly. We have to
Okay.
I'll just leave it here. I think I'll leave it, you know, at that. The State of the Nation and this Nigerian project conversation can definitely continue, but I just wanted to dwell on Emmanuel, you know, for today. So thank you very much.
All right. Thank you very much indeed. Thank you, Faith. Very warm message right there. Let's see. I think we have just limited time, but let me see some more messages coming through. We have Jones Emo from Ojodo Berga says, a very good evening to everyone out there. I just tuned into the program. I have missed a great part of this program. I don't quite get it. Are you planning to end the State of the Nation on Lagos Talks? Please fill me in with what is going on. Thanks, Joan. That's Jones from Ojodo. Okay. Anyway, all your questions, I'm sure Emmanuel would help you with them when he's doing his closing remark. But keep your calls coming through, 0809-234-5913. Okay, some people are even sending in news for us to trash out. So that's the thing, actually, on the program. So many people just tune in and they just bombard us with messages, hoping that we would consider some of these issues on the program. So we're getting that as well. I'm sure they haven't tuned in yet. They just perhaps sent them in before the program started. But thank you very much indeed. It just shows, it just testifies to the awesomeness of the program so far and how much of an impact Emmanuel has been on the program itself, as well as every well-meaning listener and stakeholder as far as Nigeria is concerned. 0809-234-5913 is the number to call. 0809-234-5913. Someone is asking, please could you put the program on the podcast? Definitely, we have copies on our podcast platforms. Okay. As time went on, we knew it was important, it was imperative to make that move. So yes, you would find this edition on our podcast platform. If you have anywhere you stream your podcast from, you would find Lagos Talks. So when you look for Lagos Talks, you scroll through, see all of our amazing programs packaged for your listening pleasure. Not just to inform you, but to also keep you updated and even entertain you, including this program, State of the Nation. So you go on our podcast platform and check it out for yourself. Okay, so we're about to wrap things up. Emmanuel, I think you'd be needed to say a few things. People have been asking questions. The final show, would the show continue? What's your plan for us, Emmanuel?
Well, I can only speak about the plans I have for myself, which is to take two steps back, let everything seep in. I just realized that for the past almost 20 years now, I've been just in that space and I've never even taken a breather. It's amazing and it's shocking even to me. So I'll just take two steps back, review everything, and then I wait for guidance from God and from the good people around me, people such as you, Egbon, Akin Fatunke. We'll definitely will keep talking, and then what space to utilize next will be communicated when the time comes. But for now, I'm just taking a well-deserved rest from all of this. The profession itself, I need to just assimilate and look back over the years. I'm very grateful, like I said, for the little impact that has been made. I am deeply, deeply humbled by the things, the feedback I've gotten since Saturday from the corridors. My social media spaces have been inundated with messages. My personal lines, I'm just in a state of shock, virtually. I could never have imagined that this meant so much to other people. So for that, I'm grateful to God and for everybody who in one way or the other have continued to believe in what we do.
Okay, I think the internet there just blipped. You're listening to 91.3 Lagos Talks. So I just seize the opportunity to take a WhatsApp message while we try to reconnect with Emmanuel. Ontella says, an emotional one for me. So much mixed feelings. Egbon Emmanuel, I go miss you and the famous Akon's beat. Okay, that's the all right. Thank you, Egbon Charles, the analyst, and Kola Wole, and all the folks who showed up
progress
for Emmanuel on the final episode. Okay. That's from Hontela. So Hontela is saying he'll miss you, Emmanuel. Emmanuel is back with us. And also, I'll just say, I mean, it's been a very, yes, short, but very impactful run with you. I mean, when I came into Lagos Talks, you were the first few professionals I interacted with. I was eager to start off the program on the weekends. And I would say, I mean, the chemistry started off from the onset, and I can't say a bigger thank you for your impact on me personally and how I handled the show, and trusting me to handle the show in your stead was a huge honor. When the time came, Emmanuel was quick to say, okay, handle it today. I can't be on the program today. So many times when you see that it's just me, you know Emmanuel gave me that oomph to make it count for you. And I would say thank you to Emmanuel. The program itself, the corridors, as far as I'm concerned, as well as State of the Nation, were two important platforms for me to be known in this career path, right? So, Emmanuel, once again, I wish you all the best. I don't say goodbyes. I say farewell, because we'll definitely do a lot more in the future. So, it's farewell from me to you. We will do better things, definitely.
I think his network is also in the future. Missing nowadays.
Okay. I think someone is, I don't know who is in the background, but we can hear. Emmanuel, can you hear me now? Okay. Let me try and fix that connection right there. Okay. Let me give Hontella what he likes to listen to.
In progress.
Okay, so we're back.
Yes, we lost you for a
bit. We no go grief for this network. Okay, so we're back.
All right. Yeah. I'll just just wrap it up, and so I can go in my corner and dab at my eyes.
Emmanuel, well, you're a big impact, so you should walk with your shoulders high. Thank you indeed for everything.
Thank you very much, everyone. And for the purpose of this particular goodbye, I have requested for a song to be played after the show. That's T.Y. Bello's song. I won't tell you the title. When you hear the song, you understand why this means a lot for today. But Can you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Can you play me my show intro for the last time?
Okay. Your wish is my command.
15 of the fastest growing economies in Africa, and Nigeria was nowhere to be found.
There's been a lot of work in progress. Nigerians are getting very impatient. They want to see things, finishing projects.
If we don't keep that, Mr. President, we will be inviting a political and insecurity tsunami that we may not be able to cut.
The everyday Nigerian would like to know, what is the government doing about security, the economy, and the well-being of the ordinary Nigerian? How do these policies affect and benefit the citizens? These questions become more pertinent. Cutting through all of this and more will be me, Emmanuel Odeyemi, on The State of the Nation every Tuesday at 5 p.m. on Lagos Talks 91.3. Follow us on Twitter at Lagos Talks 913. Join the conversation.
Okay. The iconic intro.
Permit me, I will sign out on the show now for the last time.
All right.
All right, to all of our listeners and to everybody in the studio and those who have joined us virtually, I just want to say we should all be encouraged that there should and will and definitely will be light at the end of the tunnel. But in the midst of all that, we need to be aware of who we are, what kind of a people we are. And in doing that, be self-conscious of what is going on around us. And that is why I always ask you, and we'll be asking you for the last time on this platform, do you know who your neighbor is?
15 of the fastest growing economies in Africa.
We are the future. We are part of this. Yes, we are so amazing. That's the least we shall be. At the heart of a nation changing history. How can they say that we are finished? We have just begun. When we have nowhere else to run to, we have nowhere else to go. So get out of the way of the land of our dreams.
It's Live Drive.
Your favorite Lagos Talks podcasts are now available on all online podcast platforms. Simply search for Lagos Talks 913 on your preferred podcast platform. Lagos Talks 91.3.
Join the conversation.